And you know. They thought it was over. They thought it was all the way over. Yeah. Riding with my vibe strong. Me and Lee, we getting the vibe on. Season 4, Did You Miss Me podcast. Thought the niggas over, but this shit is gonna last. Set it on me for life, bro. This shit ain't a game, homie. We gonna run this shit down like a train, homie. On your bitch, in your hood, in your city, how we would. You come down from Mo City, Texas, like we would. Hey, Hon Club, what's happening? Southside, we stacking. Rolling to the north side, yellow bones, you steady packing. Three up in my backseat, one on my fucking meat, bro. I'm about to take these hoes, pop a dose, that's how we eat, though. Down in the city with syrup flowing like a river, man. I'm trying to get these bitches drunk before I hit them, man. Take them back to the telly, you know I take them in, but back in Sorrell's Manor's where we about to get it in. Stripper poles and light show, that's how we vibe. Me and Billy, we rolling, we about to catch a vibe. OV by my side with the thing on, I'm about to let the clip hang on. Niggas that be hating on us. We pass by old school Asher World. They got a girl. Nigga with two curls up in the head. Yeah, we got a world. Say that Leroy the third. He about to roll on him. I'm rolling faster than beat. We getting a swole on. Brr. Up in your bitch pussy, bro. I'm about to come up in. I mean that bitch pussy, bro. I mean I hit that bitch until that bitch pussy swole. Did You Miss Me podcast? This is what the season 4 like deal. Season 4 like deal. About the ages on deal. $1 million like this, award winning like this, yeah, we shining like this. Vision for it like this. Yo, bitch, pussy like this. Brr, brr, like this. This goes out to everyone who thought it was over. Ah, feels good to be back here. Yes, sir. Sorrell's Manor is where we are right now. New home for Did You Miss Me podcast. Shouts out to the new episodes of season 4. And big shouts out to all of our past castmates. Shouts out to Coco Sorrells. D-Lay. Damn Fool. Ernest. Simo. Lil Blair. Man, we... Shouts out to everybody. Black Ron who done came through and checked in on us. Leroy the Third done popped in on us. Lil Daryl. We shouts out to him. Daryl the comedian. Hey, man. Ja, what's happening? Huh? Yeah, like yeah. Big shouts out to Cartel Kush on the track. Yeah. New episodes every Tuesday. God damn. That shit that was hot. Off the dome. See a pussy sound like her.
You know the hard part about that is? It's a nigga sitting up there at his crib like, my bitch pussy do sound like.
Hitting that shit. That shit remind me of this song. I know it was.
It's like, nigga, I know you didn't experience some bitch. Like you stomping on a LS. Nigga. Driving the fuck out this motherfucker, man. We also have to shout out our Beyond Meat pussy happens out there who are watchers of the show. The Beyond Pussy. If you don't know what that is.
Nah, I don't know what that is.
Don't you worry about the Beyond Pussy. That's not it. You want regular pussy, not Beyond Pussy. Okay, but there's Beyond Pussy out there.
Okay, I'm curious.
No, you're not.
Somebody gotta tell me what Beyond Pussy is because I'm a bit confused. I'm gonna pass my
Have head. You ever had a Beyond Burger? It tastes real, but it ain't. It's a vegan burger. Ain't no meat.
Okay.
Yeah, Beyond Pussy had meat in it.
Like, when you say it had meat in it, I
mean, now it was meat, and now it's pussy.
Oh no! Miss Sarah don't want that.
I have to be fair with my use of the word Beyond Pussy. Head crack is if the author of that word. He told me one morning on the Morning Hustle show at about 6:25. This nigga said, man, it's gotta be careful out here, man. It's a nigga that was married for 2 years Him and his wife was trying to have a baby. She couldn't get pregnant. He went to the doctor, got his sperm count checked out, stopped smoking, stopped drinking. He was doing everything. Started working out because his wife wanted a baby. And finally, he decided to go to this specialist. So they extracted his sperm, extracted his wife's DNA. And the doctor said, yeah, y'all are never going to be able to have a kid, man. I'm sorry. And the nigga started crying. He's like, bro, I don't know what you're crying for. It ain't your fault. He's like, what's wrong with my wife? Is she, what happened? Did something happen to her? He's like, well, first of all, your wife used to be a nigga. So let's start with that. He was like, what? He's like, yeah, your wife used to be a man. That's why you can't get her pregnant. And it was at that moment that I realized that I understood what he said when Haycrack said, beyond pussy. And that's a, ooh, shit, a slutty vegan.
But hey, but how did his wife even agree? I mean, did she expect that the doctor just wasn't going to say shit? I'm confused.
Hey, man.
A lie to the end.
Nigga, hey, man. When you that far into it, why stop? Why stop? Let's keep going. What you thinking about? You fooled every... You, nigga, you got this nigga to marry you, and he's nutting in you repeatedly, like hard, like this the one. You gotta think how the nigga like worked himself up into a sweat, repeatedly taking time off the job to go home, and this lady, because we have to be fair for the gender pronoun, is having the time of her life. They are in fact enjoying themselves, and I'm proud of them. I mean, as a dude who is now, in uncharted territory. See, before I got married, this type of shit wasn't really happening like that. Right. It was kind of like very obvious to throat and shit that. Right. I always said, if she can wear your shoes, she used to be a dude. Gotta wash them feet. Yeah. Hey, man, there's certain levels of feet. It's like, man, this goddamn foot got too much length on that motherfucker. Too motherfucking long. Now.
Hold on, though. So... when they went to the doctor, was waiting for these results. Was she like in the waiting room waiting?
So you got to understand. You got to understand. According to this article, and here go the tricky part. According to the article, he had exhausted all resources. He was raising money, getting money from people, borrowing, trying. They were really trying. So, man, what a nigga's a husband just trying to make his wife happy. Because you got to think about it. Is he gay? If you don't know, shit. I mean, I
just say the niggas, he's in love.
He's in love.
He's in love.
Because now you have to ask the question. He's got to sit with that. And then you got to say, he don't got to sit with that. Nigga, his intention was, hey man, I thought this was what this was. So are you a fool for loving somebody who has lied to you? That'll make you foolish.
You believe. It don't make you a fool because it's just the way of your heart, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't undo it. It's already done. It's spilled milk. So you just got to basically just move to another state and change your phone number.
See, now, you know, you done made headlines because now the nigga was making threats like, bitch, you got me fucked up. And then it's like, ah, nigga, anything you do now, because in accordance with the law, it is a hate crime.
Word.
If you inflict any... injury, then it's a domestic violence on a woman.
She whooped his ass because he tried to check her.
Yeah, well, man. See, yeah, yeah.
Hands.
Yeah, her. Got a correct gender pronoun usage on this show. You can say her.
Sure, she
now,
did.
You can say he, she, or she, it. Or for the lack of proper direct gender pronoun acknowledgement, there are people that watch this show that are transgender now, and I had no idea about it. I'm going to tell you how I didn't know about it.
Right.
2 years ago, okay. I'm going through the messages on Did You Miss Me Podcast Instagram, and I get a message that comes off, hey, you guys are my saving grace. I'm like, usual message, bad bitches love the show. I quickly reply back, yes, we're here at your service. Immediately, nigga, the message ain't fully blown up big yet. It's already reply. I knew you were in the pleasing business. Again,
I'm high. Yes, we are. We are at your service. And if you need somebody to please you, give us a call. 323-385-9734. We'll get somebody over there to you. So now, hey. I didn't know the number was real. That's the message I get back. 100. And I say, yes, always real, always on. We'll get somebody over there to you. Now I done doubled down on it to get somebody over there to you. Because these titties that is pressed up in his neck or this shirt is impeccable. These some great looking titties. Next message I get, no words, screen picture, boom, boom, boom. I get 3 titty shots back to back. Word. Unsolicited titties.
Right.
I said, hey, these titties, like, hey. That's what I yell out. Show Coco them titties. Right. See, y'all little podcast is nasty. Hey, man, these some nice titties.
Word.
I send Dee Dee the titties. Hey, man, them titties out right now. After that, a lot of words came out. It was, hey, what you think? Now, that's where we went into the danger zone. That's when I said, hey, red alert. A real woman ain't going to ask you what you thought of them titties. She know what you thought of them titties because she done had them her whole goddamn life. This is somebody now fishing for a compliment. Ain't had nothing else for him.
Yep.
Upon further review and a flag on the play, I threw that flag up. I said, hey, man, we might got something over here. I don't know what it is. We got to see what's going on. Went through them pitches. Notice them pitches only go back to 2016. Let me tell you something. Ain't no bitch with titties like that who done had titties their whole life stopping 2 years ago. I need to see them first Instagram picture titties and see some Christmas parties. Didn't see none of that. Didn't see no family, nothing. Just them titties in a hotel room. Said, something right about them goddamn titties. Titties sat on me.
Kind of hotel room? Did it have like a window unit AC?
Nah, these were just them nice hotel titties. Okay. Them nice hotel titties. That's what had me on the fence too. Cause ain't no woman like that gonna consecutively not have all these nice hotel pictures without a nigga somewhere in them. Somebody close by. Somewhere you gonna identify another person. Ain't nobody out there. Just these titties. Because in fact, this person who we later found out through further review, after I sent these titties to my sister, who then said, hold on, I'm about to put them in my group chat with my other friends. Yeah. She sends them over there. Her home, I don't know if it's a boy, girl, gender pronoun thing,
right.
Sent her back, yeah, them nigga titties, look at the hands holding them up. And at that point, I failed to miss one further detail. This nigga had defensive lineman hands holding them goddamn titties up. And I said, nigga, it's all in the knuckle. And it's them ridges right here. I don't give a fuck how fine you are. Them ridges, hey, man, she had them Deion Sanders hands. You know how Deion Sanders hands, like he was a free safety. At that moment, I say, man, hold on. Goddamn hands look like they held a transmission or something before. And I said, hey, man, look. We appreciate you, but that's enough. You knock it off. More titty pictures came. I said, hey now. Now they forcing them. Now they are not. I blocked them on the podcast right. Page. Now what's happening in my personal page? I go over there. Nigga, it's a titty thon. It's titties. It's titties for St. Patrick's Day. It's titties for July the 4th. And nobody else. I say, now it's abusive with these titties.
Right.
Now I'm hurting. Mm-hmm. Now you're damaging me. I blocked them again. Then another page comment, I thought y'all liked titties on this show. I said, hey now you're too far, I'm going to call the cops. No means no, nigga.
That's some funny shit.
Hey, man. Now I couldn't go back to my old lady and be like, yeah, you know some nigga titties I was looking at. I had to sit on that.
My thing is, if I got to second guess it, That was my motto. I ain't gonna Yeah, if I ever had to second guess it, dude, I'm nah. Cause you know, some of these ladies are they daddy sons.
And you know what's crazy? It's bad because some of these beyond meats, beyond pussies, I mean, got better facial construction and makeup contouring than these regular women. So now I'm no makeup. I need to see that raw face. I need to see you 8 a 7 a.m. No A. All of it off. I need to see something. I need to see some children you had vaginally. Something. That's why now it's like, if you ain't got three or more kids, see, one of them could be adopted. They may even be a child. I need to see three with some lineage, like some birth certificates. Some shit where some another nigga co-signed, like Dr. Chow. I need to see a birth certificate. Yeah, I need a co-sign. I need two or three. I need that. I need a doctor. I need the feet from the nursery. I need to see a C-section scar. I need to see something. Not all this shit just tucked in.
Yeah.
Because you and that bitch tucked in and shit. Nah.
Nah. Hell nah. Especially if you're at a certain age, you ain't got not one stretch mark, one scar. Your elbows ain't blacked off yet. Nah, you can't have no smooth elbows. That's the elbows, send the elbows too.
See, elbows mean, let me tell you what them elbows mean. Niggas have been hitting their pussy from the back. They done got scarred up, burnt up on the pillowcase. Oh, okay. But then again, niggas could have burnt black elbows too, being in that position as well. They too could have dark elbows. Man, it's so much. It's so much you got to figure out.
Eczema elbows.
Yeah, to make some elbows. Now, Leroy is newest addition over here at Heckler Records, soon to be released, Renegades of Comedy, season one, volume one, like that. And man, your performance was phenomenal.
Thank you.
You are a H-Town native. Would you mind being so kind as to telling these young people who are listening to this show and watching from their television? Because a lot of niggas put us on big screen. And now that we 4K for season four, because that's what season four is about, 4K. Okay. Big quality. Tell us where you're from. Take us back to your hood. Take us back to your hood. If you can give us some cross streets out here. Come and on, let these people know what you represent, please.
I am originally from Most City, Texas. Man, I'm from the old part, what they used to say, with the green stop sign. Excuse me, the green street signs. I'm over there out of Ridgegate, Texas.
Ridgegate. Are there any other aliases for Ridgegate?
Any other Ridgegate? They call it the Gate. RGT.
Yeah.
But it's right there between Bridegate and Ridgemont. We sit right in the middle, and then you got Bridgeville South on the right, and then you got Bridgeville North close to the left.
Would you help these people understand the difference between Most City and Houston proper, please?
Most City and Houston, you talking about the part of Most City I'm from, where they used to
give them as much as you can, because as a veteran of this side of town,
okay,
people don't understand all of the proximities or gamuts, the multi-layered system of what how it works.
It's very layered. Like where I'm from, you know, we called it Most Missouri City when we got a little older, but we used to just call it Houston. But it was really Missouri City. It was kind of weird. Now, when you hit about Independence and Independence and Fondren, it turned into the real Most City, because that's where they had the sign at. That's like Hunter's Glen, Quail Green West, Quail Valley, and all that stuff going back.
Yeah,
that's like the midway.
Hunter's Glen, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is it a 5-2? I think it's a 5-2.
And
two.
5.
I did not know it was a 5-5.
The five. They thought they was a little bit better.
So 1 and 2, they put them together.
Shout out to 7-Eleven Tramwood, address I used for my UIL activities, my Uncle Dave over there. Hunter's Glen 1 and 2. But keep going, man.
Yeah, but Most City is a very, I think it's, is it one of the biggest neighborhoods? I mean, the biggest cities in Houston? I think it is.
Yeah, it's bigger than Bel Air. It's no, bigger than, it's huge.
It just grew out further and further. Towards 288, you got Fresno, Vicksburg.
Yeah. Still Most City.
Yeah, still Most City. So it kind of blend and mesh right into Stafford, Sugar Land. You really don't even know when you're in Sugar Land or Stafford if you're on certain parts of Highway 6. But yeah, that Most City, man, that people get it twisted. Let me just tell you like this. People get it twisted because for the simple fact, we probably had both parents. I don't know why they thought something was soft about a nigga that had both parents.
Yeah.
I don't know. I grew up with both parents, and I still seen a whole bunch of bullshit.
So
We still had struggle meals. But it wasn't really no difference, man. We had, what do you call it in the neighborhood? Deed restrictions. We had a couple of those.
You couldn't just put no garage in the front of your house.
Yeah, you had to set your goals up. You couldn't have your goals sitting out in the driveway or some shit. You had to pick it up and roll it off somewhere. Either that or somebody was going to steal the motherfucker. They used to jack like a motherfucker. They used to have them Houston hardhead kick door burglars.
Yeah, and see them hardhead. Yeah.
Breaking in houses like a motherfucker, man. That's when they used to just put a whole Timberland or that was a combat boot they used to put through your door. You get home, you got a size 13 footprint on your front door. You hoping the nigga ain't still in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it was one Christmas. Our washing machine was broke.
Okay.
Me, my sister, and my mama went to the washer. Remember this like yesterday. It's like 3 days before Christmas. By the time we get back, man, it's Sunday in the afternoon. It had to be like, shit, 1:00 p.m, 1:30. We get back, door kicked off the hinge.
Oh, no.
This nigga just stole all the Christmas gifts, then rummaged and everything, dog. So, you go to the backyard, some of the fences kicked in. So, you see some of the items. This look like it's leading up to the house behind us. So, yeah, my old man like, all right, y'all stay right here. He get the banger. He go around, knock on the door. The mama answered the door. He barged in there, went in there to the dude's room. He played stupid, of course. He's like, hey, like, I know what the fuck you doing. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
Man, some crazy-ass shit, man. But I remember a couple times my mom was taking me to school, man. This had to be Ridgegate days, elementary. I think it was at least twice seen a nigga laid out in the field back there. You know where the church is?
Yeah.
Corsair and Chimney Rock.
Yeah.
They had the little churches they made out of 18-wheeler trailers.
Yeah.
Used to be number field right there. Used to find niggas dead over there all the time. Yeah. That was the dumping ground, I guess. I don't know.
By the church.
By the fire station.
Yeah, they like, let the nigga just be dead right there.
But that shit was crazy, man. A lot of younger people don't remember over there in Briargate. Before they built up their neighborhood, they had a big-ass horse stable. You remember those?
Oh, man. Horse stables all the way out there. You can find that over there by Worthing. You can find that between Sterling. You can find that by shit. Like, it's so many stables of shit, but then you got to think, like, never had that in the mo. Oh, man.
Yeah.
The nigga, the also identifier for you is if you ever in Houston and you riding on 610 and you look out into the distance and you see them antennas, them blinkins.
Dog, hey, save me. I've watched them things going to sleep for 21 years out the window.
Just watching them blinking.
And you can see them from far.
Yeah, nigga, all the way off 610, you can see them hoes. That's how you know how to get back to the moat.
Them things still blinking.
Hey, man, they blinking right now. Hey, let me tell you something now. Going to Hightower, we over that way.
Right.
On the way in, going to Briargate, coming down from the back way through Fresno, you can get close to that motherfucker and then before you go in the back way, going in the most, going towards Sunny's and shit.
Right.
You could look up. One day I looked up, I seen a Mexican way up there. I seen it's a Mexican up there. Man.
Don't worry about it,
wait. Hey, wait. And that nigga and that bitch just.
Yeah, no harness.
No nothing. Nigga got to change that light bulb. I don't know how much money they got to pay this Mexican. All the way. I said, ooh, that boy way up there.
No harness.
My daddy talking about, hey, son, ain't enough money in the world for a nigga to go way up there. Ain't nothing but a Mexican got to be way. And Mexican got to be way up there like that.
Way up there.
God damn, that man. Nigga old.
Them things tall as hell. They used to have them little oil pumps, too.
Yeah.
Little oil rigs going up in there.
They
still there?
Pumping that dope.
Are they still pumping?
Yeah. Nigga, you don't get oil out this lifetime.
That's a cover-up.
You ain't gonna get that out this lifetime. You think like it's Beverly Hillbillies, like they just got the oil out and then he ran. Nah, nigga. That bitch is gonna pump until all us gone. It's gonna be some more dinosaurs for that oil stop.
You gotta still be getting something sometime.
That's why when they say you got that oil money, man, hey, it's coming out the ground.
Right.
That's nuts, bro.
So you remember the salt mine right there?
Oh, man, wait a minute.
I don't know if that salt mine, is it still open? I know the building's still there.
Nah, I don't know if they're getting salt out. Now, that what I don't know.
Yeah, that was a salt mine.
People don't know this about Sugar Land, about how recently they uncovered how they had taken people from the jail and put them to work to build a building, to make Sugar Land what it was, mm-hmm. put the whole town together. Like, whole town is just off of legal labor from niggas. Mm-hmm. And they recently started uncovering all this shit. And it's like, the history of that area is like, this is after slavery over. This is like, you working people to death, and they let them die. Regular people just gone, putting the town together. A lot of people didn't understand that, and the fact that, like you said, with two parents, black people who were trying to have something, and who started with some little bitty old $40,000 houses and shit, it gave them a sense of ownership and the bill, and to see like them generations come through there, own their house eventually, pass the house on to their kids. And that's that American dream, because most black folks never really own a house.
Right.
But for their property to be so low, and then now you're talking about most city now got $3 and $4 million homes.
Right.
It's like, nigga, that's 30 years of time and all this shit done popped off. And nigga, great schooling.
Right.
You can say what you want to say, nigga, had some great education, nigga.
Yeah, they had some good black schools, for sure, for sure.
Hightower High School, one of the premier black schools. Shouts out to LV Hightower, the Hurricanes. Big shouts out to them Willow Ridge Eagles. Marshall.
Shout out to the Ridge.
And that's it. Everything else, it starts changing.
They got, yeah, Dulles was a little different.
Yeah, Dulles. They didn't really want niggas over there. Yeah, they let you know every time they could to get your ass thrown up out of there.
Oh, Progressive. Went to Progressive too. You trying to get your credits up.
Ooh, boy, that. But anytime, baby. Nigga, you go into school in an old Food Lion, Kroger,
Walmart
to get your shit.
Walmart.
The first one
yeah.
over there. But look here, man. This is an incredible episode of Did You Miss Me podcast. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take a real quick break. Leroy the Third. Two Mo City niggas coming at you in season 4 in 4K. Right here from Sorrell's Manor. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, guys. It's your favorite producer, Jador, and I have a special message just for you. This week's episode of Did You Miss Me podcast is sponsored by our good friends over at Hawthorne. Their skin is so unique. There's no two skin types that are alike, and therefore, there should be no skin products that are alike as well. Well, guess what? Hawthorne has helped you out with that struggle. You can get your own personalized grooming kit from Hawthorne. All you have to do is go and take a 2-minute quiz. The 2-minute quiz asks you questions like, what do you like to do? Where do you like to go if you get off to work? What do you drink? Are you a smoker? All these questions are helping to tailor your own personal grooming care kit. What you get after that is an essentials bundle. You can get a work and a play cologne. Are you a guy that's out every day, you know, meeting with clients, corporate customers, you might be in an office. You want to smell nice. You want there to make a lasting impression. But when you get home at night and you want to feel a little playful and you want your girl to feel playful, throw on a play cologne. She'll like it. Trust me. I smelled it before. What do we need you to do? Go to hawthorne.co. This is it. hawthorne.co. Type in the promo code DYMM. Just for that, you get 10% off your first purchase. Who can beat that? Again, that's hawthorne.co, hawthorne.co. Type in, did you miss me, DYMM, and get 10% off your first order. How hard is that? Keep watching the episode. Thanks so much for watching.
And we back up in this thing once again. Did You Miss Me podcast, best storytelling podcast of the world, diary of our lives. I mean, we blood in with this shit. I'm all the way blood in. Check out the merch over at the merch store. Get you a hat, get you one of these hoodies. Big shouts out to Heckler Records. That is a place you should search and see all the incredible new talent online to listen to for comedy, parody, music songs,
stand-up albums. All of my albums are put out by the good people over at Heckler Records. Renegades of Comedy, which Leroy the Third is on. Lil Daryl Ray, etc. All of these gentlemen on the latest episodes, you will see them over there on that apparatus. Now, there's a place in Mo City. Can't talk about the Mo. You got to understand 2234 and 2234. Cartwright Road.
Yeah.
But you got to know 2234. It is a centerpiece of Missouri City. We really don't have a skyline. We got that one Wells Fargo building right there.
And that water tower.
That water tower. Yeah. And that Missouri City Cinema 6.
Cinema 6.
Now it started Cinema 6, then it went to the dollar movie. Then, yeah, it was a dollar movie right toward the end. Then they got the Blockbuster. That's where they cut my daddy card up at.
They cut it up.
Yeah, so we would go to Missouri City because they had the new movies over there from on this side. They had the good black titles over there, you know, all the 60s black exploitation films. And we would be on that side leaving church, so we'd stop at that one to get the movies. So my daddy goes in there. Y'all pick out y'all movies. You can get 3 movies, 1 game.
Yeah, I remember that day.
And one of the 3 movies got to be a family movie we can all watch together. And my daddy would get his movie. Mama, but by after a while they just became 3 movies in a game.
Yeah, new release, old release, game.
Yeah, some and some family we watch together.
Yeah,
we go in there. I pick me out me a usual karate movie. I'm Bruce Lee in that thing. Anything where a titty might come out.
Yeah,
because you get a Bruce Lee movie, it might be a titty in there.
Yeah,
I'm cool with any titty scene. Nobody's thinking about that when it's Bruce Lee.
Horizontal hold on.
My sister always want to watch some shit that's going to make you cry, so she didn't rent The Color Purple 8 goddamn times. Ain't no real titties in that. It's some sex scenes that's really rapes, kind of.
Yep, basically.
But it's so the dialogue in the movie is so fucked on up. How he die on top of me? Your mama would kill her if he found out about this. Olivia. That's an old lady name. That's why she called old. Olivia.
You seen Celie? She at home finna shave mister.
Nigga. Winning that. We go in there, nigga, man. We got all these movies, popcorn. We had all the shit. Goobas. Man, that man said, hey, yeah, we can't do this. The nigga pulled some long scissors out. Like, long. Like, you about to cut a ribbon to open the building. Yeah. That's how long.
That's disrespectful.
The nigga, he's chopped. I don't know when they started doing this. This some nigga shit. He said, no, sir. You got too many late returns and a check return. Cut that boy shit.
In front of him.
There's a line full of people back
there. And his family with him.
Nigga, we all like, huh? The nigga slammed it down like it was Big Six on a domino. And that nigga said, oh, he went to... Too many late returns. And took an old nigga said it like he was in the military.
Yeah.
He didn't look at my daddy when he did it. He said, too many late returns. Return check. Yucky. And went to, who's next? And nigga, we was sitting there like, who that boy a hoe? Boy, you a hoe out here, man. Then we had to leave the parking lot. And we was like, well, we want to watch a movie. Well, come on, we're going to go to the Missouri City Cinema 6. And then at the time, I think the movie was maybe $2 or $3 a winning there, nigga. Feet stuck to the goddamn floor.
We'll pull your shoe the fuck off.
But the popcorn, oh, nigga, that popcorn got so much butter on it. Nigga, it's Tony Satcher's on this popcorn. I'm almost certain. Ain't no way it's that much flavor in no regular popcorn.
That's because they ain't never cleaned that bin out. Year after year, build up a fucking cheese. Like, damn, that shit ain't clear. It's white. That's a coating of damn burnt butter. That's that shit is.
Man, what's your memory like from that place?
Man, Cinema 6, I have one memory that sticks out above the rest. One of them was the Ninja Turtle movie. When that shit came out, my dude, Secret of the Ooze.
Oh, man.
You get there early, and it came with a little book, like a storybook. You know what I'm saying? It kind of ran down a real quick synopsis of the movie. Live is here. I'm not going to look at this and spoil the movie. But one time, my moms had dropped me and 2 of my close homeboys off. It was my neighbor. This little dude just stayed in this little bad motherfucker. He's like 3 years younger than me. My homeboy's still my ace. Shout out Marcus. So his old man was supposed to come pick us up after the movie, right?
Right.
So that's when they had the kind of shit when the kids can't be out late.
Curfew.
Yeah, curfew. I ain't said curfew in a long time. You don't use it, you lose it. So they had a bar somewhere on that strip. I think it may have been Midway down or some shit.
It's a bar. It's also a Chinese restaurant that was a full Chinese restaurant. Then they had that little restaurant next to it where you could get all the shit they sell at the movie, the Frito pie, ice cream, all that right there. Right. You could sit in there and wait for your movie and eat in there.
Yeah.
But there's so many niggas coming in that bitch with Ralph Lauren flats outside their shirt, Saatchi on top of the head, boy Starchy, new J's. All them red and white J's, I could never get them. God damn it, them hoes are so hard.
Shit, I ain't never had none when I was young. I had some motherfucking fresh ass David Robinsons, though.
The Admiral. With them force on the tongue. Big than a big, boy.
High top, nigga. Them hoes are supreme high tops. You really tie them around your ankles, nigga. Them hoes is high.
So y'all out there after curfew.
So we out there after curfew. My little neighbor, this dude was bad as shit. You know a nigga, he don't never wear shoes. I was out in the neighborhood running around barefoot.
Oh, the nigga that be hooping barefoot.
Nah, this nigga ain't hoop. He was just bad. This nigga be in people's garages, mailbox, stealing and shit. He was just one of them little niggas.
Wow.
And then you know the nigga ran fast because he was bow-legged. And he was barefoot.
Bow-legged, barefoot.
Yeah, a little bitty dude. And his mama used to go to the gamble shack and leave him at the house. But he was so petite, he used to be able to squeeze through the burglar bars. She bought this little nigga a moped, right? He's so bad, this motherfucker learned how to hotwire this hoe. So every time she leaves, goes to the gamble shack.
He hotwiring the moped.
You'll see this motherfucker at like 2:30 in the morning. He's 12.
On a bike.
Nah, he come back. I'm like, nah, this dude here, he in it. So fast forward, we out there. We pass curfew. We like, man, we don't supposed to be out here. Kind of lay low, chill. We walking. I don't see this fool no more. He and his daughter and went inside the little club. I don't know if it's like a country club. It was older people. Black. I think it was black. Can't really remember. I peek in there. So I'm mad. I'm like, dog, what the fuck is wrong with you, dog? I said, man, fuck all that shit. For I know I beat for him. I stuck him right here in his eye. I'm like, God damn, I shouldn't have punched this nigga, but fuck. This nigga done pissed me out. So the laws come.
you done fired on this nigga.
Yeah, they didn't come because I done stole off on the nigga. They came because they seen these kids out there. So they pull up and shit. And my homeboy, my best friend, he was always a chunky nigga. So he was thick. I was always a skinny nigga. And then my neighbor was a skinny, short nigga. They tell him, hey, come here. If you try to run, we're going to break your fucking knees. I never forget this shit. This is Mo City.
Wow.
This is in Mo City. So, long story, I can't remember if they put this nigga in the back seat or not. But long story short, this nigga had a knot on his motherfucking eye. I'll never forget this shit. I said, man, you better tell your mama you ran into the door or some shit.
Don't tell on me.
No, matter of fact, shout out to my nigga Brock, man. This nigga been locked up since 2000. 45 years, okay, this nigga. Yeah, this nigga. He had he robbed one of these old ladies, stayed on the end of our street, him and some other niggas. He did like a year in juvenile, got out. And he was still doing what he was doing, and he robbed a cab. So this nigga had like 19. He robbed a cab driver, and I don't know, I think he was on the run for a while, and he was hiding in this little girl's closet. It's a little girl to me. Since she was 19. But.
Oh, nigga, you had me scared for me. I was like, wait.
He robbed the cab.
He was hiding in the little girl's
so
closet.
So he done convinced this little girl to let him hide out in the closet for like a week. So every night, she'll let him in. He sleep in the closet. Anyway, her daddy caught him. So he took off running. This fool, homeless, just running from the law. I'm talking about a nigga from 18 to 19, right? So they finally caught up with the dude, and they gave him 45 years. For the robbery of the cab driver. And then he was still on juvenile probation, but they wound up treating it as a dope.
Ah, I see. They added on to that shit. God damn.
That nigga been locked up a long time. He was a little bitty dude.
What did he get from his cab driver? $1 million?
I was locked up when I seen him come in there. What the fuck you doing?
wait a second. Hold on, nigga. Wait a minute. So the nigga went in before you.
He went in before me.
You came in. Then he came to where you was at. Then you got out. He's still in there.
Basically, when he was still locked up in juvenile, I wound up having to go to jail and start sitting my time out. I was 21. So I guess when he got out,
how long was you in there?
I was in jail. Yeah, I was in prison 4 years.
God damn.
You know,
that's a long time.
Man, 30 minutes a long time, dog.
Nigga, I could have been in a holding cell for 8 hours, nigga. That shit is eternity. Then, nigga, when I got the longest time I ever been in jail, I was in there 18 days. I talked to my daddy, and nigga, that was the most straight line I had tried to get myself on from sitting in there 18 days, nigga. In the summertime, it was popping. I was in Harris County, Gladiator Tank, all the way up. I'm past the 10th floor. I'm up there.
Yeah.
We in this octagon where it's a middle little day guard room? Shack.
Oh, okay.
Where they in there, they watching. And then it's all these little bitty cell, like, tanks all the way around. But this only niggas on this floor is 18 to 21.
Yeah.
Ain't no older niggas in there. So niggas in there. Oh, nigga.
It's rocking and rolling.
Oh, nigga. First day in that hole.
Yeah.
This nigga done came. He's transferring out of prison, but he got to go back through the counties that he got shit in. And sit his time out. So this nigga been in TDC. He was at Darrington or somewhere out there. Wait, I don't know none of this shit.
Yeah.
I'm a college student, fam.
Yeah.
I got two suspended license tickets, and I had an accident. Told the laws that my son was getting dropped off at home by himself, and that I was scared that my baby mama boyfriend might be touching him, so I had to go get him. The nigga started crying and let me out the car at First Colony Mall. And nigga, everything was good until I didn't show up to court for the traffic stop. They went back, seen I had an accident, didn't. And what happened? They were like, hey, nigga, you hit me with the avoiding the accident. That's why I said today, if I hit somebody, I'm going to stop. Because nigga, they trying to tell me we're going to get 2 years. I was like, nigga, I didn't hurt nobody. Nigga, my car got fucked up.
You ain't hit nobody else.
No, I hit somebody. Yeah. I ran into the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, okay.
But the pickup truck was one of them, like, auto part delivery trucks.
Word.
So the nigga had to report that the truck, but my whole front of my car was pushed in.
Right.
And my license suspended. So, you know, as soon as they ran my shit at the accident, nigga, they immediately put me in them cuffs. Right. I talked to the nigga all the way to First Colony Mall. The nigga let me out. And then, nigga, I didn't go to court. He said, you got to go to court for the traffic accident. Right. They'll let the shit go. Nigga, I ain't show up, failure to appear on that shit, boy.
Boy, them hoes.
Yeah. Nigga, they had me in that bitch, nigga, the first day I'm in there, Leroy. And this ain't shit to compare what you had to deal with. A nigga came from TDC, and the nigga jumpsuit was different. We had the regular orange. This nigga had a white jumpsuit, so I thought the nigga was retarded. off the rip. I'm like, this boy gotta be slow. And so I'm in the tank, and the nigga said, hey, man, hey, chat time, bitch supposed to came. Bitch, where my shit at? And I looked, I'm like, this nigga wildin'. The nigga with the white suit wildin'. And so it was right at shift change when I got processed in.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the shift change. So it's like 3:30, 3:45. Mm. So the niggas in the guard check was chill. They wasn't even fucking with them. So they left. Guess they knew this nigga was inmate. He was a convict. The late night came on. It's a lady in there. So he beat him. Hey, bitch, where the child? I ain't get my motherfucking child, bitch. I'm going up in the hole.
Yeah.
First time I heard the word going up, did not know that's what that meant.
Yeah.
The nigga then says, all right, y'all hoes don't hear me. I'm a free world, you hoes.
Uh-oh.
Nigga took his arm out, his goddamn jumpsuit, dropped the other arm out. We all in the bunks, nigga. We, nigga, 19, 20, 21.
Going
this on. Nigga said, yeah, bitch, get gonna do this. And beat off, facing the glass. This nigga tripping. Then went and shung and shat. He shitted. and was in that hole beating on the motherfucking tile in the shower. He whole ass bitches ain't wanna be me, bitches gonna see that dick. He rap it. Bitches wanna see my meat, I'ma get it. So the nigga beat off and was rapping, talking to nigga bad. Hey, Mexican, how much time you got in this hole? What time is Mexican? He went broke. Hey man, the nigga went Bogarted the phone. He, yeah, nigga, watch out. Hey man, call the mother right here. This nigga on the phone with his woman, bro. Yeah. Hey man, call my mama right quick, man. Call my mama. Hey man, watch out with that shit. If I knock this old nigga out, call my mama. Nigga right here with me, man. So the bitch obviously called, then got called on three way. Now he just finessing niggas to make calls for him.
Right.
As soon as you about to hang up, watch out. Hey. This your call.
Yeah. Those niggas confused as hell.
And niggas is seeing his aggression level.
Right.
Then he big faced the nigga in the other, there's another tile. So he done mushed the nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga's like, man, you ain't gonna be doing this shit. He yaka. Get your ass up, nigga. Got on the phone. Hey, bitch, click over. Then apparently this is what works. He is Bogart in this goddamn tape. So I'm going to sleep.
Right.
I don't even call nobody. My daddy know where I'm at. Anybody, I ain't got no girlfriend. I'm not even trying to make no calls. My daddy said, man, call me in the morning on the way to work. Call me in the morning, hit me up. It's 6:15. I know he want me to call on his way in. He gave me the sip. I ain't calling him today. I ain't even finna go through that trauma. Mm-hmm. I already know what's happening. I'm finna get on this cover and go to sleep. I said my prayers. And tears started coming out my eye because I've never seen a man jack off and finish in the same vicinity as me. So I feel violated. In my mind, he's going to try and have sex with me while I'm in here. How long is this maniac going to be in his tank? This man is nuts. Does he not know there was no willing participant to this activity?
They call that shit killing.
Yeah, he was killing. Yeah, he said, yeah, free world. I'm about to free world kill on you hoes. And they both were killing them hoes right there. Uh-huh. And so I curled up and I took the goddamn blanket because I didn't want them niggas to see me crying myself to sleep. And so the nigga say, hey, Kappa, man, what's up with you, man? You good? I say, man, I'm in my kids, man. Bitch won't let me talk to my kids. I ain't got no kids at this time.
Yeah.
But I can't be here crying.
Yeah.
I am horrified. I am terrified of this nigga. And all I can think about is there's no way me and this nigga should be in the same tank. Who in the, what? Where is the hierarchy of this establishment that has allowed me? I am a college student trying to pay back my debt. I do not have $8,000.
Yeah.
So my restitution, they hit me with this motherfucker, man. They told me they were going to give me credit 3-for-1 days. It was going to be 45 days. When nigga said 45 days, because first of all, this is why you don't hire your homeboys to be your attorney.
Yeah.
I'm in the frat. I think I'm a Kappa man.
Right.
So the Kappa attorneys is going to look out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the frat house and told them niggas all this shit.
Mm.
Hey, I need an attorney. They, yeah, we got you. New plan. We ain't about this. Nigga went in there and came back, negotiated the worst deal ever. Hey, man, listen. I know I said I ain't. I was like, before this, the nigga had all the confidence in the world. The nigga was like, listen, man, we're going to go in there. We ain't saying shit. We ain't taking shit. Ain't no plea bargains with me. I'm Kevin Howard, bitch. I run downtown Houston.
Oh, shit.
He that nigga. Mind you, he a old school Kappa. Old school. Nigga got the big Kappa man shirt. It's a Kappa man on it.
Mm.
Big. And he had this shit. He got all these pictures with him. With these nigga, it was just the old school Kappa nigga, man. Like, everybody on his line had a curl. I say, man, you sure you got me? He said, man, don't worry about a motherfucking thing. And so he said, man, just make sure you're on time to court. I got it. Man, this nigga was 2 hours late.
Wow.
They had me stand up. They said, are you present? Are you present with counsel? I'm present with counsel, but he's not here. Counsel ain't here, just sit down. So now I'm sitting there. 2 hours and went by. This nigga comes stumbling in the courtroom. He's flipping shit all over the place. Yeah, Kevin Howard here for Sorrells. I need to file. The nigga, Nigga walks up smooth, push the little, you know, you got that little door to swing open. Open, slide back. He slides in the seat and said, like, no, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that either. He ain't taking none of that. Y'all can take all that shit back. All that. He talking. He fly capping.
Yeah.
So now the nigga next to me is like, man, what's your turn name? That nigga working shit in there for you, bro. Let me get that nigga number. Get the nigga car. I said, man, that nigga cold. Nigga's I ain't gonna do no time.
Yeah.
Man, I got up there. He was like, nigga, I got everything under control, man. Everything cool. Willie Sorrell, I stand up. I'm back up there. I'm walking with the, I ain't going to jail. I already got locked up when they held me in there. Mm. That was 3 days. I'm not doing a bitch-ass thing. Man said, the state is offering 45 days for Mr. I say, 45 what? Nigga, days.
A month and a half.
Nigga, no. He's like, you got to hold your comments, sir, to the end.
Yeah.
Kevin Howard turned his ass. Don't even worry about that. That's a technicality. All this shit. This judge don't like me. The bitch is crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know how these hoes be. These hoes. So, this is an old Asian lady.
Right.
Unless you done fuck this Asian lady. Nigga, this is like Connie Chung. Not even that cute. It's like a... Man, I'm hot. This nigga... The lady look like E. Honda from Street Fighter.
Oh, no.
So, I'm trying to figure out how he got this. Now, the lady is the prosecutor. She mad. This nigga look dusty as fuck. Laser uneven shit fucked up. I'm just like, man, what in the fuck? He gonna talk to the lady in the little private room, then he gonna come back. Now he talk to you outside. Now he humble as fuck.
Yeah, he humble now.
Listen, man, you just gonna knock out these little days. Get on out of here. Don't even worry about this shit. It's a setback. You ain't gonna worry about this shit being on your record. It's gonna be nothing. Just sign right here. Days. I say, man, what you mean days? Man, you be in and out of there in no time. Like that paper, they had 45 scratched out, 18 nigga tears immediately coming out, bro. So I'm sitting there crying and under that cover, bro.
So you had to go right then and there,
nigga. The same day,
all
the thing they let
and
me
you
do
thought
is,
you was going home,
nigga. I thought I was going home, nigga, permanently, nigga. I thought that nigga done gassed me up on the phone and shit. Man, I go, so I'm in that hole crying, 6:45. All I hear is the door open up. I look up. It's about 20 motherfucking deputies and sheriffs running in there. Now, no white shirts. These the blue shirts. Mm-hmm. The white shirts is the deputies. The blue shirts is the sheriffs. Them niggas running there. They snatched this nigga, picked him up. I seen that nigga go in the air, and they slammed him on a little steel meal table.
Mm-hmm.
And beat his ass with their gloves on.
Yeah.
And stripped the nigga down naked. And kick the nigga ass, man. Take your bitch ass back to TDC, nigga. You in Harris County now, ho.
No,
they're running through that bitch ass nigga. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Man, bro, they ran through that nigga, man. Y'all boys some hoes. Run up me. This is how that boy was.
They used to whoop niggas with phone books back in the day.
What?
Yeah, in Harris County, they used to whoop niggas with phone books. Pull them in that damn, the hallway and shit. I ain't never got my ass whooped by no damn laws. I knew it was a level that I couldn't cross.
Even in the penitentiary, right, like, nigga, where? How did you get in there?
In prison, see, jail and prison, two different things. Ain't no guard going to necessarily run up on no prisoner. Because, nigga, they live there. It's all about respect in prison. So if a guard get too much out of hand on the right person, you might get your ass killed. Them niggas going to beat your motherfucking ass. Like a nigga just start beating off in front of everybody, somebody going to knock his motherfucking head off in prison. Hey, nigga, what the fuck you doing, nigga? Better put your dick up, hoe ass nigga. Everybody would have whooped his ass and set him by the dope. But in jail, these niggas be coming down off different drugs and shit. Or that nigga may have just been off his medication. That's what that shit sound like. Amen. Or he was trying to get that case thrown the fuck out and plead insane type shit. You see that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what he did. I don't want to say it again. So like in there, how do y'all deal with birthdays?
Your own birthday?
Yeah.
Shit, I mean, you might make a decent spread if your homeboy is now, oh, it's your birthday, nigga, we gonna drink them pretties. Pretties is the coffee with the Kool-Aus. Kool-Aus is just Kool-Aid, peppermint, Jolly Rancher. We break that down. We gonna ride all night. That mean we gonna sit up on Saturday, watch Street Flavor and Showtime at the Apollo and shit like that. That's the shit, standing in front of the TV like this. So you can hear the speaker, because they turned it, they don't have the TV loud. They have it just loud enough to where if everybody shut the fuck up, you can hear it. Somebody's do this shit here. But then we'll eat good, drink some coffee, talk shit, freestyle, and that's it. That's it. Another day.
Four birthdays in it all.
Yeah.
Now, when you knew you only had 4 years?
No. They originally gave me 7. So when they first gave me 7, this is my first time going down, so I didn't know how the shit go. And I had aggravated time, so I knew that they said ag, you had to do 50%, but I didn't grasp that concept. So when they told me 7, I'm thinking, shit, I'm going to be gone 7 solid years. But they start saying, ah, nigga, you know, you got them fucking jailhouse lawyers and shit. And now your shit ain't really 3G, it's aggravated, but aggravated time in under this year really falls under the 3G category. Yeah, these niggas knew every motherfucking thing. So when I finally found out I have to do half, which was 3.5, before I even see parole. So basically 3.5, nigga, just get comfortable, nigga. You ain't seeing nobody.
And that's what we want y'all to do. Get comfortable. We'll be right back. More in this episode of Did You Miss Me Podcast. We'll be right back. Leroy the Third, 2 more city niggas. We'll be right back.
This week's episode of the Did You Miss Me Podcast is sponsored by our good friends over at Fume. Fume is the number one natural solution for kicking nicotine cravings. So are you a smoker? Are you trying to quit? Are you also going on a sober journey with Billy Sorrells? Well, Fume is going to help you with that. Fume is helping kick nicotine cravings with over 25,000 customers served. So how do they do it? Fume uses natural products, the world's super plants, like we use black pepper with the cores. The black pepper goes in to help kick the nicotine cravings. They use peppermint and eucalyptus to promote better breathing, open up your lymph nodes. And then they use lavender and cinnamon to help reduce stress levels. So we want that to happen. But then what if you are not a smoker? Well, guess what? Fume has something for you too. They have other cores that help to produce better focus, improve your physical performance, help you with all these type of things outside of smoking. Are you a student? Do you need something to pick you up while you're trying to study for exams, midterms? What are y'all doing right now? COVID? Staying at home every day? You still need some help staying awake for those exams. Fume has something for you as well. So, what do you need to do? Go to Fume Essential, FumeEssential.com. Type in the promo code DYMM to get 10% off your purchase. Again, that's Fume, FumeEssential.com, and put in the promo code DYMM to get 10% off your first purchase. Go ahead and start your quitting journey today. We're behind you.
Always rolling. You know, I got to do it like this. Oh, man, come on now. Give it to me now. Ah, yes. You can. Because all these, that's the only reason why I'm playing the same producer over again. Because these beats can all be monetized. Because he give me a track list of. Oh, I'm very intentional with this. Very intentional with this for a very specific reason. Mm-hmm. Give me catch me on the back door, man. All right, Leroy.
I got you.
We rolling in it though. Shout out to all the niggas that be talking all the time, especially niggas that's on Clubhouse. Sitting on Clubhouse all day, ain't talking about nothing. Up in Clubhouse all day, ain't talking about nothing. They ain't talking about a damn thing. They ain't talking about a damn thing. Who you used to do? Who you used to throw? All that money y'all used to run through. Up in Clubhouse all day, ain't talking about nothing. Up in Clubhouse all day, ain't talking about nothing. They ain't talking about a damn thing. These hoes ain't talking about a damn thing. Who you used to do?
we used to screw. All that money y'all used to run through. Bad bitches everywhere, they know my blood type. When they see that pretty hair, it get the whole hype. They paying it hit the floor, I slide onto the left side. For the niggas rolling down on the south side. Bitches looking at me like they wanna fight me. I just wanna get the party hype with my boy Lee. Roar to the third, about to come through. Hoes coming in the herds. In the bird being let swing on the Wrangler boat. If you catch a bitch racking bad with some Wranglers, ho, you gon' catch me with a bad snake skin boot on. At the rodeo, eating the chili, get my scoop on. I might scoop up two or three bitches, take them back to Mo City, where we did bitches, and pussy for hoes. We'll tie bitches by the side. Leroy throw the alley, catch the shit and keep it live though.
Sitting here talking about my hood, Mo City.
Yeah.
Hollered at a yellow bitch with some pretty titties.
Pretty titties.
Going down to this Palm Bay liver.
Yeah.
It's the nigga Trey drink gone in my liver.
Yeah.
Man, get my head right, gone, smoke the herb.
Yeah.
Park the Cadillac next to the fucking curb.
Right.
Went outside, registration out of date.
Yeah.
Whole ass niggas gonna always try to hate me.
Cuz.
Give a fuck, Joe's gonna come and I'ma flow.
Yes, sir.
Throw a nigga Trey, I'ma throw nigga roll.
Right.
That most standing five. I'ma get real live.
Yes, sir.
Through this bitch, through a Jeep, I will drive.
Right.
Coming through this bitch, I'ma chunk up the deuce.
Deuce.
Coming through this bitch, Billy Gold on this tooth.
Yeah.
Man, it's going down. Chili chop it up.
Yeah.
Southside bitch, bitch, man, hold up.
Cause we up in clubhouse all day, ain't talking about nothing. Did you miss me podcast? Always talking about something.
Yeah.
We be tell you every damn thing. We be calling out every name. What we used to do, how we used to screw. All that money we used to run through. Yeah. Hey, man, listen. This has been another fantastic episode of the Did You Miss Me podcast. Make sure you check out Renegades of Comedy, available Heckler Records. Man, find it, brother. My boy Leroy III will be joining us, permanently helping us get this season 4 underway. Big shouts out to my boy Damn Fool, D-Lay, Coco, Ernest Simo, everybody. Ain't shit, John OB. What's happening, John? What's up, Jador?
What up,
Bob? Man, we won't do 3 seasons, but we're about to do much more. And you know what's crazy? What's crazy is I was actually the other day, being back home, you see so many people. I was at Sharpstown Mall trying to get my grills picked up. And I'm standing there. Dude's about to give me my grills. I done already paid for them. Little Iranian dude. But you're gonna look good. You're gonna look good. You're gonna look sexy. Don't you want some shades? I'm like, listen, man. I know your cousin runs the shade shop. I've been buying shades
there right.
My whole life.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking with them glasses right now.
Right.
I'm good. Me and my nephew in there, we're grabbing a couple things. Shout out to my boy, Jaden. What's up, man? I'm sitting there, kind of perplexed, because I'm like, I'm really about to put my grill in. And I feel like I felt in junior high when I got my first grill, getting ready for high school.
Right.
I'm hype.
Right.
I'm like, damn. Being in a mall, getting a fresh pair of earrings, some jeans and 2 or 3 shirts, and some grill reminded me of summer school shopping, bro.
Huh.
How I used to feel walking out that Sharpstown, like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just back at the schoolhouse. Ah! So I'm standing there. And I hear a nigga kind of getting close to me. And the nigga, hey, man, I know you, man. Why I know you here, boy? And I'm like, already, nephew, look at me. Hey, Uncle Billy, I think he's seen you on TV.
Yeah.
I said, hey, listen, you just got to get used to that. Be cool. What's up, man? What's up, boy? What's up with you? Dad, the boy up. Boy, say, man, it's been a long time, man. God damn, man. Why y'all niggas let those sheriffs jump me in their room that night? And I looked him dead in the eyes and I said to him, did you miss me? God damn. Took y'all ass around the world and dropped y'all ass off. Another one.